Evacuations in southern Gaza. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Israel telling about 100,000 people in the eastern part of Rafah to head north to a humanitarian zone, calling it temporary. President Biden reiterating his concern about that city during a morning phone call with Israel's prime minister.
The president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke following warnings to civilians in the southern city of Rafah to evacuate, signaling a potential start to a long-planned ground operation. President Biden and other top administration officials have voiced strong opposition to a large-scale invasion of Rafah by Israeli forces.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House, which says Netanyahu agreed to ensure a crossing in Gaza would stay open for humanitarian aid. The two leaders speaking on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Hamas now says it accepts the framework of a new ceasefire deal. The Associated Press reporting the group's leader told mediators that in Qatar and Egypt, but there is no independent confirmation of that yet. College campuses across the U.S. still trying to manage pro-Palestinian protests. Demonstrators at Harvard demanding the school negotiate with them. The interim Harvard president responding with a warning.
He writes, "The continuation of the encampment presents a significant risk to the educational environment of the university. Those who participate in or perpetuate its continuation will be referred for involuntary leave from their schools. That has some pretty broad implications for the students. They may not be able to sit for exams. They may not be able to stay on Harvard's campus in housing until reinstated."
Fox's Molly Lon at Harvard. At UC San Diego, some protesters pushing through barricades after hours after an encampment was cleared, walking toward police in riot gear before stepping back behind the barriers. Former President Trump held in contempt of court for a 10th time at his New York criminal trial. The judge fining him another $1,000 for a gag order violation and warning again the jail is possible for continued violations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A baby is found and a suspect in custody after the baby's mother was found shot to death at a park in New Mexico.
10-month-old Elia Maria Torres was reported missing after law enforcement found two women killed in a park in the city of Clovis, New Mexico over the weekend. One of the women had been shot. A 5-year-old girl was also found at the park. She was taken to the hospital and she had a gunshot wound too, but she was alive. Sunday, police said they were looking for a baby and a suspect. Now the FBI says in an email statement that Elia has been found and a suspect is in custody, but no other details were released. One of the women who was killed was the mother of both the baby and the 5-year-old. The fathers of both girls are cooperating with police.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. High waters keeping some schools and roads closed in southeast Texas after days of heavy rain flooded the Houston area, leading to hundreds of water rescues and at least one death, a 4-year-old boy who was swept away after the car he was riding in got stuck. Roads reopen over the Sierra Nevada mountains in California after a rare amount of spring snow.
April showers bring May flowers, but what about a record snowfall?
Can you believe this weather in May? We're doing spinouts. We should be 80s right now.
The University of California, Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab posted on X, did anyone have the snowiest day of the 2023-24 season being in May on their winter bingo card? The lab reports 26.4 inches of snowfall Sunday, beating the second snowiest day of the season, March 3rd, by 2.6 inches. The winter-like weather also caused headaches for drivers.
Planned on doing a turnaround and heading back home and got stuck here in Colfax. The spring storm also drenched the San Francisco Bay Area. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Green on Wall Street so far today. The Dow's up more than 100 points. The NASDAQ up 124. Oil prices higher, but still under $79 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.